knowledge to those matters. And as such, we call it Health Thursday. So you can always join us and ask your questions, because we don't do it just by ourselves, because as you know, health, it requires experts to, mainly experts, to talk about, you know, those issues concerning health. But today we're talking eye care. I would like to know if you've gone for an eye check or a test or examination since we have started discussing, you know, eye related matters on this show and other shows as well. I can remember that we did this like twice or three times last year. This is a new year. It's the start of a new year. Do you have any plans whatsoever to go for a checkup? And what has been your excuse for not doing so if you are yet to do that? Recall that in 2022, on the Morning Crossfire alone, we have had about three different ophthalmologists on the show, both male and female, to discuss eye care. And I can go ahead and give you, you know, the dates and the exact thing we talked about. I mean, because we have the record here. And one thing that I know very, very well, that most of the ophthalmologists that we brought here, you know, have said sincerely, is that you have to love your eyes the way you love yourself, the way you love your family, the way you love the dearest thing to you. You have to love your eyes with that kind of intensity. And would like to find that out today as well, whether you just feel, me, I know the gay eye problem. Maybe I can see Olamide that is 20 miles away. It's just that sometimes if I bring things close to my ogre, you need to go and do a check. Well, to do that and to look at all of these issues with me on the show this morning is an ophthalmologist, Dr. Saka Idris, is here in the studio with us. Dr. Idris, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm
you're good?
Fine. Yeah, thanks.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you.
All right. So let's begin this way. I mean, you're an ophthalmologist. Yeah. You have, you know, some numbers. If I ask you this, like, what is the most common eye condition that we have in Nigeria, what would that answer be? Like, the most common?
Refractive errors.
Oh.
Errors of refraction. That's inability to focus either near, for near, for far, or, you know. Yeah. Refractive errors, basically.
Maybe we say, I can see close object, or I can see far objects. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's the most common.
Yeah.
Which is the rarest?
I'd say genetic diseases, basically. Look, we don't usually find a lot of genetic diseases, not because we don't have them, okay, but, you know, genetic diseases require genetic screening, which the facility in Nigeria is there, expensive, not so much, you know. So, yeah, genetic diseases, I think, we don't have a lot of genetic diseases around.
We'll come to that. Yeah. But let's go back to the refractive errors that you mentioned earlier. What are those? What are the types? And what causes refractive error in the eyes?
All right. So there are primarily about four refractive errors.
Okay.
We have myopia. That's when you're short-sighted. Short-sighted means what it is. You can see near very well. It depends on how bad the myopia is. You might be able to see something even at the tip of your nose. You know?
That's not good.
I'm just joking. And then, you know, depends on how bad myopia is. Myopia, yeah, you can see near, you can't see far very well. Hyperopia, in simple terms, you can see far very well. You might be able to see near very well, but at a certain stage of hyperopia, even near becomes difficult. You know, you can see far very well. Near, you can't see, but, you know, with some degree of difficulty. You know, it depends on severity also. Near becomes more difficult than it should be.
What causes this?
Oh, well, you know, there's no, for most eye conditions, there's no cause. Like, this is the culprit, I hold on to this. No.
Yeah.
There are just risk factors around it.
Oh, what are those risk factors?
Well, yeah, so let's look at myopia, for instance.
Yeah.
We're deviating from the main question, which is the cause of type of refractive error.
Right.
Myopia, hyperopia, astigmatism, presbyopia. So those four, basically. So yeah, risk factors for myopia. We know prolonged near task. is one of the major risk factors. There's also a genetic risk for myopia, actually.
You break that down. Break that down.
We talked about this the last time. We were talking about children where you keep them in the house. They're always pressing tabs and pressing gadgets. And you know,
take away those tablets from them, right? Keep them on a schedule.
Yes,
kind of.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Keep them on the schedule. Ensure and make sure they have some outdoor activities, you know. Yeah, that would be nice. Not sitting there all day, watch TV, PlayStation, you know, tabs, phones, gadgets, you know. So, yeah, we have risk factors for myopia. The most important one really is the excessive near activity. That's about it. And then genetics follows.
How does genetics play a role? What does that mean? Like, so if my dad had something now, I could come down with the same eye defect?
Yeah.
It cannot be changed or what?
That means we have to go into the world of genetics. I'm not a genetic person, but yeah, it can be changed. Genetics has gone to certain levels where genes can be modified, genes can be altered. The genes are like, it's a big book of, bigger than biggest dictionary you've ever imagined. You know, it's a lot of data. So yes, if you can pick the genes, you might be able to make modifications that can halt a particular disease from progressing into the next generation. You don't want to do that because, you know, genes at this stage, there's issues of, are we allowed to actually modify genes? Is that legal? Why are you doing this? That means if I want to be tall, if I want my children to be tall, next generation.
You could decide how they will look. You decide whether they will have long hair, curly hair or something. I mean, that's another conversation. Stop there. Let's stop.
But it's the whole side of genetic modifications, which is, you know, very thin line between doing it for good and doing it for bad.
What are the other risk factors for myopia?
Myopia, apart from
near activities,
I think basically the two I can pick right now, it's the prolonged near task and genetics. The other ones are very minor. I can't even pick anyone right now.
How about far-sightedness? People that can only see from afar.
People that can see far, preferably see far better.
Yeah.
Now, that comes with a lot of, you don't find most people having it, really. You don't find most people having it. You don't find younger people having it. You find it mostly in the middle age, you know, elderly, being long-sighted. And then the younger people that have it, those ones are mostly genetic. You find that father, mother, they've been using thick glasses. You can find it from their parents already. Genetics for hyperopia, really.
Okay.
And then anatomy of the eye itself. You have some people with some... The eye itself, they have small eyes, you know. The eyes, there's something about the eyes. What you see on the outside is not what is actually on the inside. The person might have very small eyes, you know, thin eyes, and say, oh no, this person has small eyes. Whereas, you know, the eye is big on the inside.
Oh.
The growth of the eye itself can predispose to hyperopia. So people with facial dysmorphism, facial abnormalities, where they have small eyes, the eyes didn't develop very well, they tend to be hyperopic. That's about it. I think that's about the major risk factors for hyperopia.
Let's talk astigmatism then.
So astigmatism basically is you're seeing, you see near, you see far at a good percentage, but the images you're seeing are not formed to a very clear focus. That means the images are not particularly aligned.
Okay.
For instance, you're seeing a pole, a straight pole, it might appear a little bit distorted. You see something that's straight, it might appear a little bit like S-shaped. For some children that are astigmatic, you know, they go to school, teacher is teaching them A, B, C, D, they get to some letters like L, M, where you have straight lines, and they write their L like W or V, you know, and you're wondering, your child, anytime you tell him to write, he's always bending the hand like this. The child is not seeing... There's some distortion in what the child is saying. And then child will translate that into what he's writing. And then you might think that this child is a very stubborn child. He doesn't want to write these letters the way we've taught them. Perhaps you don't consider the fact that the child is not seeing it the way you've written it. The image is a little bit distorted. So yeah, astigmatism is, you see near, you see far, but it's not as sharp as it should be. It's distorted. And then presbyopia, which is the last one, the talk of is it an actual refractive error is there? It's age related loss of focus, near focus. Yeah, most people tend to have it really at about 40 plus. That's one way to catch if someone is 40 and above. You see them with their bifocal glasses.
Oh, yeah. Really? Why are you doing eyes like that to me?
I can't catch you. That's the thing. If you're 40 plus, I can't catch you because you're myopic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it would take before you become presbyopic, it would take a while.
It would take a while.
Yeah. It would take longer than, you probably not become presbyopic by 40.
Okay.
Probably later.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're...
Because I'm myopic.
Yes,
already.
Your near focus is good.
Yeah.
But your far is bad. So, yeah. Primarily, you won't lose your near focus until, you know, so that's basically, myopic guys are able to bypass presbyopia early, later rather.
Okay. I want us to talk a little bit more about the refractive issues before we now, because we're still going to touch on cataracts and some other eye issues that could be glaucoma, for instance. We could talk about macular degeneration as well. Mm-hmm. But let's talk refractive errors in kids. How can parents pick up this early enough? Because personally, I can't exactly tell when I found out that I was myopic. Mm-hmm. When I was, you know, a little bit, I just knew that I had to stay very close to. I went to Jakonde School, right? Yeah. You know, those schools, the blackboard is blackboard. There's nothing like
whiteboard.
You know, it's very, you know, large, very large like that. And so it's wide. Mm-hmm. I find myself moving from one side of the class to the other side just so I can know, I can see, mm-hmm. you know, what the teacher was writing on the board. So I didn't exactly know what was going on. My parents, yeah, they never picked it up until I got into junior secondary.
Yeah,
that's when I was now able to tell them. They still did not pick it up. I was able to tell them, you know, what I was going through, you understand. So it wasn't really an easy task, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
How can parents pick this up early enough?
All right, fine. It's not entirely, I mean, yeah, the parents are caregivers, but let's not put it on the parents entirely. Let's not put it on parents entirely. You find that children at they go to school as well.
Yeah.
There's also a role to be played by teachers.
The teachers.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So parents spend more time with the children and then they notice their behavior, their activities, how they do, their preferences, you know. So when you first, you find the child watching TV and always wants to poke the eye into the TV, sit close to the TV, you're picking one or two signals. The child is not doing academically well in school. You're picking one or two signals. What's happening? They're teaching my child. The example I just gave a while ago. The child is, they're teaching you ABC. You're writing it, the homework. If the child comes home, mom, this is my homework. Write A to Z. And the child is just writing it, you know, the wrong way. You're picking some small signals there. Little signals here and there. The child is wanting to read or wanting to write. And the child is squinting so bad. And you're wondering, why are you squeezing your eye this way? Or, you know, maybe a child is even wanting to read and you notice that one eye drifts, one eye, you know, small signs here and there. And then I know that that's for the parents. You know, when you start seeing some subtle, it's not every child that goes to school that should carry first, but your child should do good in school. That's what it basically, that's what we should expect. But when your child is persistently not doing good, sometimes it's just because the children are not seeing well. So they can't see what they are reading. They can't see what's written and what do you want them to get first? So the teachers to play a role. The school plays a role. We find that, I know that Lagos State, they do this vision screening for schools. It's not a big deal, really. It's just during an assembly in the morning or in particular days, line them up class by class and tell each pupil to read the acuity chart. It's just an acuity chart on the wall. It's there, fixed, you know. Most public schools have it. I've seen a few public schools. And any child that doesn't read to a particular line is moved to this side. You need to see the eye care doctor or maybe send a note to the parents, caregiver, that this child needs to be.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Let's take a few calls because time is never enough, honestly speaking. We'll take a call. We'll take one or two calls before our first break. Then when we return, perhaps we'll start with cataract, then we go to glaucoma and then macular degeneration. There are other issues like amblyopia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that as well if we have the time. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993. 01-277-2993 and 01-277-3993. Or you can call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01-465-7190. That's for female callers only. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning.
From Ekurudu.
Welcome.
Please, I have two questions for your daughter, please.
Yes, please.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning.
As a teacher, if does this eye problem, does it affect reasoning in children? As in,
does it affect what?
Reasoning, as in, if I'm teaching white animals and a child is telling me a cop is a white animal, is eye defect, does it affect reasoning in children? That's one. Then two, well.
Go on.
I'm listening.
No, I've forgotten the question now.
Oh, okay. Perhaps you just call back, eh, Adeshua? Please do call back. Let's take one more before you answer that question. Morning to you.
Morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, from my guru, Lucky Lola.
You're welcome.
Yes, doctor, quick one. I know of a person who doesn't smoke, but the eyes are very red. Can the person achieve, you know, white eyes? Okay.
Yeah. Red eye. Always red.
Red eye is not just smoking, really. It's not just smoking. You don't have to smoke before you have red eyes.
Okay.
Irritations can give you red eye. You know? Irritations can give
Is it reversible? I don't even know if he ever had white eyeball, but...
There's some drug in the market. I know of a drug that I've never prescribed, and I don't think I'll prescribe it till I die, you know. it makes the eye a little white. It constricts the vessel around the eye.
Ooh.
And makes it look white. Otherwise, red eye has a lot of causes. Causes in the eye, outside the eye, but most person with red eyes, irritation. Really.
What would you suggest for this individual?
Eye check. Eye check. I really can't. You can't pick that. This is the cause of a red eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Eye check would be nice.
How about Adeshawa's question?
Yeah. So children are complicated human beings. You know,
yeah.
I hate to say this, but they are complicated human beings. You don't want to. Yes, the eye tells a lot, but I think that child should see a pediatrician. You know, there's this ADHD, attention attention
hyperactive
deficit.
Disorder.
When you find children acting one way or another, it might not necessarily be the eye.
Okay,
you need to have them evaluated by a pediatrician as well.
All right, then we'll take another call at this time. Good morning to you. I think we lost that, so let's take another. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Akitode. I just want to know from the doctor, because I just discovered that I have a region in my eyes. I had an operation 3 days ago, but I did not find it very comfortable. And my question now is, how can somebody avoid, or what can someone do to avoid having the region? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, It's surgery. It's not always comforting, you know. You know, that's one Yoruba proverb.
Yeah.
But it will heal, you know. You'll be better in a few days, I'm guessing. I've given you some eye drops, you'll be fine. Prevention, really, I'm sure your doctor will have discussed that with you. You know, basically put on sunshade screen, UV filters, because we are all at risk of developing pterygium. So, you know, prevent yourself from exposures to the risk factors. That's all. Mostly sunshades and good lubrication, really.
Okay. All right. Let's take another one. Good morning to you.
Yes.
Okay. I've remembered.
What
I want to ask. Right. Now, a child that writes uppercase and lowercase together, as in writing of notes from the board, the girl writes uppercase and lowercase together. Is she the way you said that you use one terminology now? That there is the way they add to something like that. Then, easy detection in children. Is it true that eating certain fruits, helps in eyesight?
Okay.
Yeah, so uppercase, lowercase, I don't think that's particularly an eye problem. Children are complicated. There's a lot of things that they need to learn, put in their head, you know. You teach child uppercase P and lowercase
it could
P.
Just be learning disability.
Exactly. Yeah. It could just be, might not be eye related. And then the second thing you mentioned.
Certain fruits that could help with them.
The eye particularly likes certain vitamins, you know, vitamin A, C, D, E, you know, some other vitamins like that. The eye takes more concentration, takes more of it from our diet. So certain fruits contains those vitamin and eye concentration. There's no harm in.
Yeah. How about for adults? Can adults?
Yes, adults actually need that too. Yeah.
Okay.
Adults need that too. More.
Okay.
Children are able to get it more from, you know, but adults, we need more of it.
Okay. I'm going to take just one message. I mean, we may not be able to give answers, but when we return, we'll definitely do that. And Anonymous from Ogun State is here. You know what? Let's head out. Let's take this break regardless. We'll take this break. It's a short one. We'll be back to talk some more. Stay here.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, are you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yeah.
Are you eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good.
We should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer our prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like everything is not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. If you're not finding happiness in your home, look, pray.
Your number one station for talk. Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Health Thursday. Today is the 5th of January 2023. I'm Sharif Quadri, and we're discussing eye care today. Dr. Saka Idris is here. He's an ophthalmologist, and we've been talking about eye issues. And I can see that quite a number of people want to call in and ask questions. I have plenty of my own too, but let me take one or two, and then we'll go back to my own questions. All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I'm listening to your program, and I have this issue with my eyes. I have short-sighted issue.
Okay.
I don't see when I'm looking through my phone, unless I keep the phone directly in front of me, then I'll see clearly. But if it's far, I don't see very well.
Okay.
And if I'm outside, if I'm inside the house as well, then the moment I go outside, when it's sunny, I don't see very far. And below my eyes, I feel heaviness. I feel like something like weird is underneath my eyes. And it makes me to strain my eyes.
Okay, so hold on. Have you gone for an eye check?
So I don't know the cause.
Have you gone for an eye check?
Have you gone for a check? The doctor is asking you a question.
Yes, I've gone for a check. If I go to check, they check. You don't even tell me that this is that. But
okay, so I think you should get a second opinion. Eh? If you're not happy with what you're getting from one service provider, go somewhere else. But this is what you've just said so far. It's simple. Go for an eye check. They'll talk to you. They'll explain everything to you. They'll solve your problem. It's not...
Do you understand? You need to go and see another doctor to give you a check, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you.
You too.
Yeah, I want to ask this question.
Please go on.
Actually, this is me. I'm Pastor Francis, calling from K2 Axis. Yeah, for a time now, I've been going through this pain in my eye. I've gone to so many places, in fact, to Ikeja, to Maxi Vision, and General Hospitals, yet to no avail. And what was the challenge, or what is the challenge, sir? I can't read. I will see the letters, they'll be very bold, but can't really see it as per spelling them or reading them out. But, and again, I've gone, the last time I went to Maxi Vision, they told me the scare at the back of my eye.
A scar, eh?
The scare at the back of my eye.
Okay, so let's go.
The first people that said that was from General Hospital, the kid.
Yeah.
But I've been going from one ophthalmologist to the other to no avail.
Okay, so your question.
So, hold on, sir. Let the doctor respond to that.
Let's get his question. Let me get what he wants.
Oh, okay. Your question then. What's your question?
Okay, the question is that I was told that there's a scare at the back of my eye.
So, what's your question?
Scare at the back of my eye. So, I can't read.
So, what's your question?
But I will see the letters. I can see a bit far.
What's your
question? So, what is the question now? What's the question?
My question is, what could be done?
Okay.
I've been going from one ophthalmologist to the other.
All that's right. Fine. That's good. Fine.
So, science, a few days ago, I was having a conversation with a friend. Science is there. Science is not alpha or omega. Science is there. Science is basically finding answers. We're looking for answers. We need to find answers. We hypothesize, we make theory, and would assume. Science is not we learning these things because these things are telling us. Science is not the cells in our body telling us this is how we work. We divide into two. We observe these things. We observe and then make hypothesize, and then we write them down, and then we learn them. Some of these observations might be wrong, you know. That's why we call them hypothesis. This man has a scar behind the eye. At this age and time, science is not able to fix this kind of scars. I mean, there's certain things that can be done, but, you know, at this age and time, to those kinds of scars, there's less answer to it. There's more questions than answer. If you touch those scars, for instance, you could incite the retinal detachment. Sometimes you have some radical surgery where they pick a part of retina and then remove the scar and then put normal retina. It's at this age and time, for this man, there's not much that can be done. But then, because of his needs for near vision, he can have what we call low vision AEDs. See an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. They have some low vision device that would magnify so much so that he'll be able to still function and read what he wants. So yes, it's one of those cases where crossroads, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to take one more. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Very from Yaba.
Welcome, Yaba.
I have two questions. The first one is, at what age should we start take testing our eyes, and how often? If you're in your 40s, is it just once a year, or should it be more than that?
Okay, Yaba. All right. There you go.
So if you have a risk, if for any reason you feel your mother, your father, or someone close to you, relative, has one eye issue or other, you don't need to wait till you're older. Just go and have a check, because like we said, genes, you know. So you don't need to have any complaint at all. There's nothing wrong in just walking to the nearest eye clinic to have a check. But otherwise, once a year is fine.
Once a year, nothing. It's good.
And then if there's something, they are like more frequent.
How about when you get older, at what age should you keep to once a year, 40 and above, 50 and above?
Yes, 40. Yeah. 40.
Okay.
40.
All right. That's good. So my calls are tripping in, but I need to insist at this juncture because I have questions here as well to ask. But I'll come back to telephone in a moment. Every year, right, you have people buy banger, knockout, fireworks. And you see these things that when they spark with very, very bright light and all of that. What's the position of experts such as yourself, you know, on the effect of these bright lights, you know, on the eye?
My brother. There's more. You see, the bright light is not the
problem.
It's the bright light is so colorful. I like to see it myself. Everybody likes it. The stars are lit up and everything. The sky is lit up and everything. But you see, since I started working in this Lagos, at least every December, January period, I know of myself, I would always have a case of banger knockout, all this thing, busting someone's eye.
Busting.
With a bust, you understand? It's steady. I don't miss it. I'm not being pessimistic, but I always look out for it. So what kind of cases do you guys have today? Do we have? When you hear banger, my brain is like, oh, okay.
I don't go.
This eye don't go. Most likely has gone. Then you look at it and then, and most often the speed of those, you find the courageous children, parents go and buy a banger, a courageous child will hold it up to the face and then, this banger doesn't tell you where it's going to shoot at. The speed doesn't allow the eye
any time to prepare for it or anything.
Yes, and then it doesn't hit the eye. The eye is soft. It's the eye. The damage is mostly irreparable. I mean, you can repair to make the eye look normal. But in terms of vision, most often than not, I don't have figures, but for this few that I've seen, almost all the eyes that I've seen.
And you see this on a yearly basis.
Steady. I don't like being on call during those periods, man. It's like I do. It shouldn't be my. It shouldn't be me seeing it this year. I'm looking for the year I'll skip. So I don't know. It's not. I don't know why it's not become a public health issue now. I don't know why, but I know at some point a few years ago, I think Governor Fashola made it a public health issue where no knockout, no banger, and you know. But
yeah.
It's back now. And people are doing it recklessly, you know. Yeah. So
and we're losing eyes, good eyes.
Young children, you know, we don't find how many adults would carry their hard-earned money and go and be training knockouts. Mm. This thing is mostly in children. Children in school age, primary, secondary, excitement of a tat-tat-tat sound, you know. Mm. They lose their eyes every week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about eyes and all of that, what can make a child develop cross-eye?
So cross-eye is... number one cause of cross-eye, refractive errors, actually, that we mentioned earlier. We find that, especially hyperopia, when the child is not able to focus. So what happens is when you're trying to see near, you find that the eye has to make movements to move together.
Yeah.
And then when you're not able to focus clearly, the movement might not be symmetric between both eyes, and then one eye will move more than the other.
On its own?
On its own. That's one cause of cross-eye, refractive errors. Traumas too can be a cause of refractive error. You have someone hitting the eye, and then that is held in place by 6 muscles.
Okay.
Any trauma to any of those muscles would misalign the eye.
Mm.
Another cause of cross eye, you have some rare conditions, some tumors, especially in children. When a child comes up, 6-month-old child, 1-year-old child with cross eye, your brain as an eye doctor is there's possibly a tumor in this child's eye. Tumors can cause squint. We also have for cross eye. Some people have cross-eye not because they can see with that eye, but because they can't see with the eye. When they have that cross-eye, the eye is probably not seeing, and then the brain has made it a point of duty that this eye is not giving me information and then doesn't even pay attention to the coordination of that, and then the eye drifts outwards, or inwards as may be. So, yeah, those are some of the few causes of cross-eye. But for every case of cross-eye, refraction has to be done first.
Mm.
Examine the eye to be sure if there's... Like this man with a scar, for instance, I talked to either. If I see him tomorrow and he has a cross eye, I won't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that scar might be sitting at the center, and then the brain is not getting good information from its central vision. And then the eye would decide to turn away from that central point where the scar is to focus with other points that are non-central.
Right.
And then you find the man's eye drifting. He's looking at you, he's talking to you, but his eye is looking somewhere else. And you're wondering, whereas he's seeing you only if it drifts away. But it's not, if he looks directly at you, because of the scar, the center of that, he won't see you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so many causes of cross-eye.
Can this be corrected? I mean, apart from the ones caused by refractive errors, can they be corrected?
Yes, most of them can be corrected. But, I mean, not the ones that the brain is involved or this big scar. Yeah, it can be corrected. You can align the eyes again. You can do surgeries to realign the eye.
But
there's so much that can be done, really.
Indeed. I'm going to head back to the telephone right away. Let's take a few more calls in before we move on to other issues. We still have glaucoma and cataract to talk about. Macular degeneration is here as well. Good morning to you.
Beautiful morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Good morning to the doctor.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Ibn Praise from Udelaide.
Welcome.
Yeah, I was trying to talk. My own case has to do with when I was very young, my parents told me, when I was under 5 years old, that I have these measles that appeared in my body, out of my face, and before they could apply some things, it had already entered my eyes. So, but eventually, because I don't know, I'm growing up as a teenager, now it's what I've been using glasses up to this, and I've been going to the hospital. The one I went last was like 2 years ago. I was that I should do a fracture or something like that. I did it about twice. So eventually, I have been using glasses, but the one they gave to me, I couldn't get a frame for it now, so I'm still using another one. So I don't know, because I've not really seen changes. Can it actually be corrected? Because currently, if I hold a phone, like the caller said earlier, if I hold a phone or want to read something, you might look at light, anything lighting, whatever. The OT will be blurring if my face is off the light.
Okay.
Hold on, Ben. Let the doctor say something.
Sorry, I'm sorry to cut you. But this question you're asking now, have you asked your doctor, the doctor that saw you? I know you've gone for that eye check. You're a good man. Have you asked that doctor that when you're looking at light and everything you're about to say?
Yes, I told her.
Did you get good answers?
What?
Did you get good answers?
No, she said.
Were you satisfied
she
or not?
50-50.
Okay.
That some.
So you were satisfied.
For operation or something like surgery, and glasses can also correct it.
Okay, so what do you want me to do now? If you were satisfied, then fine. If
so, are you okay with your doctor's response?
You know, there's always
no.
A so yeah,
because
I haven't
seen a change.
Okay,
get a second opinion.
Okay,
go to another hospital. Yeah?
Do you get that?
Yeah, there's so much
and
I can tell
I
you.
I discovered that if I take fruits very well consecutively, it brightens my sight.
So yes, eat fruits, take them. All right, you know the thing is measles virus has this affinity for the eye. So you know, I'm guessing from what you're saying now that you probably have some corneal complications from the measles you had when you were younger. Cornea is probably scarred or opaque to some degree, you know. So yeah, it might affect your vision, glare, light sensitivity, and everything. And then yeah, surgery might be an option to replace the cornea. I'm guessing, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I really can't be of help here on the radio station. Go to that eye hospital. If you're not comfortable with what you've gotten from one center, Lagos is teeming with eye clinics. Even though ophthalmologists are almost gone,
very small amount of you people remain.
At least not good there. But in any case, you can.
And you're about to leave
opinion.
Too. Don't jump it. Don't jump the topic.
I don't know what you're talking about. But in any case, yeah. So please get a second opinion.
Let me take this message from Facebook. Abayomi says, "Is there a solution to floater vision? I've been to several eye clinics, but it wasn't detected. What can I do?"
Yeah, it's a solution to floaters, really. But you should understand that the solution carries more risk than just letting it be. Yeah, if you want to, floaters are, everybody's likely to have this floater. It's the eye is kept in shape by a gel called vitreous. Vitreous is a transparent gel. As you grow older, gel starts to clump up together, and then you see those things as floaters. It doesn't even have to be age related. Sometimes small trauma would distort the architecture of the gel, and then you start seeing small clumps. And then these clumps are even there in every normal person. We see them more vividly when we sneeze, you know, but they are still very small, so we can't even notice. So a solution is there, but more risk.
More risk.
If your solution is one, remove the gel in the eye, replace it with another one. But carries risk of other complications. You can have retinal tears, you can have a detachment. So that's a vitrectomy. The other solution is to use focus laser beams towards those floaters to disperse them.
Okay.
But then carries also risk, big risk, you know. So floaters will necessarily not cause anything if there are no assisted flashes of light. The floaters are not increasing in numbers rapidly.
Yeah.
Necessarily, they don't affect vision. You only see them when you pay attention to them. If you mind your business and you're looking for money in Lagos and you're looking, trying to save your head from the downfall driver beside you, you won't notice floaters.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take this one here. Good morning to you. It's gone. Let's take another one. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Good morning, doctor.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please, go on. We can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Felicia.
Okay.
I have been diagnosed of glaucoma. I want to know whether after surgery, will it correct it permanently? Is there any correction or is there any medicine that can cure glaucoma now?
Yes, so good question. Is that all? Is that all the question?
Is that everything?
Hello?
Is that all the question?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, 2023 now.
Yeah.
The research is ongoing. Answers have been looked for everywhere. Glaucoma is still there. Too little answers. We can't make it better. There's a lot we can do to make sure it doesn't get worse than it is. That's where glaucoma is in this age and time. We can't make it better. Vision that has been lost has been lost. But vision that remains, we can do a lot. You can go as far as eye drops, medicines. You can go as far as lasers. You can go as far as surgery. You can do all that in this generation to make sure the glaucoma doesn't progress any further. And in some rare cases, even despite doing everything, the glaucoma will still progress. But it might progress at a very subtle rate that you might live with that vision and, you know, leave planet Earth with that vision. But at this age and time,
there's really nothing much. Okay. All right, I'm going to take this message here that says there was a scar or a scare of glaucoma in late 2020, and it was confirmed at the Korea General Hospital, and I've done OCT, CCT, CFVC, and started using microbes, side drop, but I am not happy because I've been to other hospitals for second, third, and fourth options, and I was told that I don't have it. And I'm so confused if to stop using the eye drop monthly or not. Please help.
Yeah, so, you know, if you were told that...
She's been to, like, three other experts.
That's the issue. When the... I think, mostly when you have early glaucoma.
Yeah.
Early glaucoma, you know, and you don't go all the way in terms of investigation. They've gone all the way in from what she just mentioned. They've probably gone all the way in all the investigations. And then whoever made that decision that this is glaucoma probably felt, yeah, I think this is glaucoma. There's some degree of subjectivity to it. So me saying this is glaucoma based on the investigations and what I've found, there's still some subjectivity to it. So yes, you know, to be on the safe side, I would advise
you. You know, we talked about this the last time you were here as well.
Yeah. I'd advise use your eye drops, you know, and prevention is better than cure. Yeah. If down the line, a few years later, you develop this glaucoma, you'd be the one to say, those doctors, those three doctors, bad doctors, they say, I don't have glaucoma. Now, see me with my eye. But one has told you now, better to be on the air on the side of caution, you know.
But is there an advantage of her continuing with the medication?
Not necessarily. What the medication would do is to reduce the eye pressure. They have some subtle side effects here and there. Yeah. Some will make your eyelash longer. Some will make the eye itch a little bit red, like matter, you know. But otherwise, basically reduces the eye pressure. As far as the eye pressure is low, you're able to control glaucoma progression to a certain limit. Yeah, so, but those drugs will not bring the eye pressure below to a level that is really abnormal. So yeah, it's at that size person just continue the eye drops.
Okay, fantastic.
And go for reviews.
Look, we can't go beyond this point. We have about three more macular degeneration, and maybe four more, maybe even more. But we can't go beyond this time because we have time is fast spent. Dr. Idris, thank you so much for joining me.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Would you like, the last time you said you wouldn't want to, is there any way people can ask questions after this show? Are you on social media? You're still not on social media yet.
So much.
Look at this doctor.
So much noise on that.
Since last year.
So much noise.
So people cannot reach you. Oh my God.
I mean, let me see. Should I have social media? I'm thinking.
How can you not be on social media?
I mean, I am. Is YouTube social media?
I don't think we can classify YouTube as social media.
I'm on Twitter, but I don't remember the last time I opened it. So much information and backlash and everybody's opinion.
Yeah, just in your own.
I'd rather just read some research and conduct some research than face Twitter. You know, so much. You know what? Now that you mentioned it. Social media. Give me advice. You know what? Tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Let people reach out to you on Twitter. Just ask you questions, basically.
All right, great. I think I have a Twitter handle. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I think, and try to log in if I remember my password.
Dr. Idris, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Yeah. Once I get his social media, his Twitter handle, I will send it to you, and then you can reach out to him and ask him your questions. All right. But we'll take the news now. After the news, we'll do Daily Digest. Good morning to you.